Previously on Left Behind.
Who's running the show, you or him?
Hey, if you've got a problem with me, that's fine. I can handle that.
Well, your wish being granted. If you like chocolate.
Chocolate?
How about a chocolate shake?
What's in this thing? Oh, no. It's spilled.
When they chop off her head, I want every Judite in the world to feel a twitch in their own necks. Gah! This is it! This is the trip force! This is the support I get!
Based on Armageddon, the 11th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 127 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Oh, I liked Albie a lot. He was a good man.
For the life of me, Zeke, I can't understand it. I just have this feeling he did something royally stupid to get himself plucked.
But that don't fit him. I mean, you and Captain Steele and everybody used to listen to all his ideas all the time.
Yeah.
Real level head.
Yeah, but everybody's human. Error in judgment, bang.
So to speak.
See, he's done business with this guy before, but the trouble is... Trouble is, the world's a changing place, and it's possible El Loco switch teams.
Never quite sure how those underworld types know who's working for who one day to the next.
Yeah, well, the way I see it, with less players on the field, it should be getting easier.
Yeah, us or them.
That's it.
Well, Rayford said Sion and Chaim are taking it pretty hard.
Yeah, I guess. They're planning a little service of petrol once everybody gets there from San Diego.
When's that going to be?
First wave ought to be arriving around 3 in the morning tomorrow. You and I got a 13-hour jump on them. Well, once I drop you off, I gotta get to El Basra and clear out our apartment, make sure Albie didn't leave any clues.
You want some help with that?
I appreciate the offer, but we're gonna keep low to the ground, in and out as quick as possible.
Oh, pay me a buck and I'll babysit the plane for you. Seriously.
Seriously, thanks. Trouble is, I'm booked full on the return, and I really don't think you want to walk back to Petra.
Booked?
Yeah. Ever hear of a guy named Vaser?
German dude in New Babylon?
That's the one.
Yeah, Captain Steele told me something about it.
Yeah, he's got some folks in there with him. When I'm done in El Basra, I'm gonna give him a lift.
Because of that prophecy about Babylon getting destroyed?
Exactly.
Hey, Mac, let me ask you. You think Rayford ought to be trusting Carpathia's secretary?
Why? You don't think he should?
Carpathia's secretary?
He says she seems pretty put off about Nick.
Well, like you said, it's getting down to just two teams.
Stateville?
Oh, yes. You are now entering the legendary yard.
You brought me back to Illinois?
Kind of an imposing line of machines there, ain't it? 7 is the perfect number. Those blades get sharpened every night, but not a one of them's ever been cleaned. Nope. No scraping, no washing, no rust inhibitors.
Someone could get an infection.
See those guides on each side where the blades slide down? Now, back when we were more humane, those were lubricated every time they were used. Now, we just can't seem to find the time anymore. Sometimes those silly things just get hung up. I mean, they still weigh enough that even on a bad day, by the time they reach your neck, they're going to dig in at least 3 inches. In the old days, the blade didn't do its job. Too bad for us. Sentence was to stick your head in there until the blade dropped. Didn't kill you. Well, you're taking your punishment. Now, blade doesn't kill you. We just hoist her up again and let her go. 2, 3 times. Eventually, we get the job done. Be glad to give you a closer look.
Spare me.
Cuff her, Jess.
Hands.
You might as well dope me again.
Say what?
You think I'm going to voluntarily be cuffed so you guys can take me somewhere I don't want to go?
Hold on, Jock. She's not cuffed yet.
Hey, Zeke. What's that?
Well, same question I'd have asked you if you caught me with this in Chicago.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but there are buildings designed to store huge collections of these things.
No.
Yeah, they're called libraries.
Now, you simply have to be pulling my leg.
No, man, Scout's honor. I found this book in an abandoned library just across the Minnesota border. And here's the cool thing. You can learn stuff from them.
I see. Such as?
Such as this here dude worked for the FBI for 32 years. Across that time, he nabbed 8 cons off the top 10 most wanted list. Had this thing for working through disguises.
And he talks about it?
Well, yeah, he wrote this book after he retired.
I could see where that could be helpful.
See, I'm guessing you guys will be wanting me to come up with new looks and identities for a bunch of people.
That's true. We're fresh out of workable personas.
Well, I'm ready to go. Well, how many people are we talking about?
Well, let's see. Ray wants get-ups for him, Buck, Sebastian, Smitty, and me. That's 5.
That's it?
Yeah, why?
Well, I brought way too much stuff then.
What is back there?
Well, the whole shooting match from Chicago, man. I got GC uniforms, IDs, documents, stuff for women and men. I mean, this is going to be easy. I was thinking you were talking about at least 10 or 12 workups.
Well, it's always better to have more than not enough.
The hardest one's going to be Sebastian.
Yeah, why is that?
With small people, you can make them bigger. The problem with your big people is that no matter what you do with them, you can't shrink them. Well, you can, but it involves a lot of boiling water.
No. Ray specifically said no more boiling.
Well, that's what I figured. Anyway, with George, the big small thing's closed, so we gotta work the old-young angle. If he's an older man, his size isn't so threatening. It looks like pierogies, not push-ups, you know? Give him a cane, some glasses. We could chop off that blonde hair, give him a rim of white. Now you got a harmless 60-year-old. Slowed down by food and maybe diabetes. He's got bad knees. He's not going to threaten anybody.
Not bad.
Of course, hidden inside, Grandpa, is the original Bronco Nagurski of Semper Fi State.
Zeke Sebastian's army, they're touchy about that.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Sorry.
All right, that's enough playing around. Just reach behind her there and get those on her, will you? You like to be difficult, don't you?
This whole thing wasn't my idea.
Yeah, so we've heard. Jess, hold on to her.
Hey, I got her.
I'll come around that side and drag her out.
I got her.
Here we go. Don't worry, it won't hurt long. This way, please. Congratulations. You'll be tomorrow's feature on This Little Beauty, right here in the middle.
Oh, that is some odor.
As you can see, we don't wash the platforms, or the ground either. I mean, who would that benefit?
Hey, what's that on her jumper? She have an accident?
It's chocolate!
You say nothing to anyone but us, you understand?
They jumped me with a chocolate!
Give me the tape, Jess. She tried to bite me!
I told the truth for once! I was drugged!
Let's go. You don't have rabies, do you?
Has she given up any more information?
No!
Yes, more all the time.
Why is she shaking her head no?
Why? Jess, take her in. Is that a real camera? I mean, come on. Her son is probably watching. Private, she's been very helpful.
Can you give us some examples, Colonel?
I can say we've already gained more knowledge about the Judahite Underground and the illegal black market co-op from her than from any other source we've ever had. As you also know, she gave up Mr. Al-Basra, who's already been executed.
It was reported Al-Basra committed suicide. You just said he was executed?
Thank you. That's all for now, folks. Our daily executions here will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. The latest count is 35 on the docket. 5 for each machine. Promises to be a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Eyeball, this is Red Sea. How's it look?
Checking. Looks good, Red Sea. Clear for processing.
Roger. Thanks. Okay, you guys ready?
Yep.
Periscope says the area is clear. You all have your route maps. You've all gone over individual routes to the airstrip.
That's right.
Now, listen. Don't speed. But don't waste time, either. Okay. Radio silence until you are in the air. At that time only, report back via sat phone.
Okay, got it.
We have a team of those remaining here praying for you, and there's a large team in Petra. And of course, I can tell by the looks on your faces you've been praying to.
That's right.
Gentlemen, Godspeed. We'll see you in Petra. Okay, get in your vehicles. We'll roll you in 10 seconds.
Let's go.
Eyeball, this is Red Sea. Last check. Are we still good?
Roger, Red Sea. No new reports.
Exodus 10, 11, and 12 are rolling. Open and roll!
Red Sea, come in.
Yeah.
Someone got TV.
You mean...
Yeah.
Okay, please make sure there are no children watching. I'll be there in 30 seconds. Okay, what have we got?
A news clip. I'm sure they'll show it again.
What does that look like to you, right?
I can't tell.
Angola, Louisiana. Come on, I'm already packed. Let's go.
Hold on, Buck. We're not going to Louisiana.
What? You sent three of your top people to Greece to get George, and you're going to let the GC do what they want to Chloe?
There's no way she's in Louisiana.
You just heard it, Ray.
Precisely, Buck. We just heard it. Why? Because they wanted us to hear it.
You don't believe it?
Think, Buck. They moved her from San Diego to keep away from a raid. They wouldn't be announcing where they took her.
Ah, Ray, I cannot fly to Petra and leave her behind.
Yeah? Well, how are we going to find out where she is?
I don't know. But if she dies and I don't do a thing to be near her, well, that is just not going to sit well.
All right, I'm going to let you get some rest. When I come back, we're going to see if we need to give you an injection, help you open up. You know, your little shenanigans today bought you this solitary experience. You're not going to like it in there, especially if you're claustrophobic or afraid of the dark.
Thank you, Lord, for this sudden sense of peace. I really need you right now. I'm willing to die, but I don't want to blow it at the end. I don't want to be an embarrassment to you. Don't let me give anything or anybody away. Keep me strong.
Perhaps I can help.
Who are you?
I am here for you.
Is that you, Lord?
No one can see God and live.
Then who are you?
I am Caleb.
Caleb, what are you doing here?
He sent me.
Really? Well, praise God.
Yes, please.
Can anyone else see you?
Tomorrow. Not until then.
Really? Tomorrow? Sounds like it's going to be an interesting day.
A good day.
A good day. Oh, that's funny. I just had this vision of Paul and Silas sitting in prison, and an angel came.
They sang.
Yeah.
Perhaps you should sing.
Well, I can't.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know any songs, at least hymn-type songs.
You may be surprised at what you know.
Okay. How about you sing with me?
I am not here to sing, but to speak. You sing.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. I didn't know I knew this song. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we shall sit at His feet. They don't like my voice.
Or the words.
You going crazy in there?
No, you got any requests?
Only that you knock it off.
Sorry! Standing on the promises of Christ my King through eternal ages.
You got a light in here?
In here? The light of God.
I'm serious. What have you got in here?
Just the light of His presence.
If Jock gets back and finds you with something in here, you'll regret it.
Say, you know how to sing harmony? How about helping out? Standing, standing, standing on the promises.
Thank you.
Buck, I have a plan.
Boy, you say that with a ton of conviction.
I'm telling you, I'm working this as much as I can. All right, I've arranged with Lionel to shuttle us in a small jet.
I'm listening.
We'll fly to the Midwest somewhere, or the South, wherever you think we'd be closest to Chloe.
And do what?
We can take that little satellite TV, keep in touch with Mac and Otto in case they come up with anything.
You just want to be on the same continent when she dies, is that it?
Well, no.
Oh. All right, tell me about the plane.
It's an old Navy A6E Intruder. Fully fuel-loaded, good for about 2,500 miles. Cruise is about 750 knots, about 450 miles
hold
an
up,
hour.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. A6?
Yeah.
Carrier-based?
Yeah.
Well, if I recall correctly, that's a 2-seat aircraft.
Yeah.
So let me see if I've got this. Nowhere in this scenario are you even contemplating carrying her out, let alone taking along guys to spring her with.
Buck, I don't know what else to do.
Oh, glad to be out of that cell?
Yeah, I am. It was getting crowded in there and the light was so bright, you know.
It's just you and me tonight. No good cop, bad cop. No pressure.
No, it won't be just you and me, Jock.
What do you mean?
Oh, you got a chair with arm and leg restraints. You planning on strapping me into that yourself?
Your call. At least by telling me up front, you save me time. This way.
Glad I could help.
Go ahead and have a seat. Place the IV as soon as her arm is stable.
Ow!
In we go. In we go.
You're all set, Jock.
Thank you. Now, here's how this will work. We'll talk. If I feel your participation in the conversation is lacking, I'll press this button. Hmm? That activates the plunger, which in turn pumps happy juice into your system. Any questions? Good. This is your last chance, Mrs. Williams.
It's you.
Of course it's me.
I wasn't talking to you.
Okay. So, you've already said you're not going to tell the truth without the juice, huh?
I'm not going to tell you the truth with it.
Trust me. This has broken stronger subjects than you. What are you looking at?
Nobody you know.
Okay. First shot is 15 cc's of serum, half an ounce. The serum counteracts a chemical in your brain that inhibits overfrankness.
I can't wait to hear what I have to say.
Say enough, and it's life rather than death for you.
Oh, Jock, I think someone else here needs truth serum more than I do.
You doubt me.
You know as well as I do that no matter what I say, I still die.
Not necessarily.
You're a liar. That's a truthful statement, and if I'm not mistaken, you haven't even injected me yet.
No. Not enough of this. Let's begin.
How long will you be with me?
As long as necessary.
Hmm? Well, as long as this takes. I can hang in here as long as you can.
Bet you can't.
Try me.
I think you'll find me very trying.
How are you feeling?
Mellow.
That's progress. What is your name?
Chloe Steele Williams.
What is your father's name?
Rayford Steele.
And your husband?
Cameron Williams. I call him Buck.
You have a child?
Yes.
What is his name?
His name is very special to Buck and me because he was named after two dear friends and compatriots who died.
And what were their names?
If I answer that, you'll know the name of my son.
You mentioned Kenny's name to your father on the phone. Maybe you should consider what else you may have told us but forgotten about. Hmm? You advance to the next round.
Oh.
Are you a member of an underground group subversive to the global community government and its supreme potentate, Nikolai Carpathia?
Yes.
Is it true that you do not believe the potentate is worthy to be called a deity?
Yes.
Are you aware that that statement alone is punishable by death?
Yes. As well as I know that God desires truth. And if you know the truth, it can set you free.
Do you, or the group you represent, seek to overthrow the government of this world?
That has already been done. It has simply not been played out yet.
The global community government has been overthrown.
The cake is done. Just needs to be pulled out of the oven.
Do you worship the image of Nikolai Carpathia at least 3 times a day?
Never.
Will you tell me the whereabouts of your compatriots or any information?
I would die first.
Oh, well, congratulations. With that amazing lack of cooperation, you go straight to the next round. We'll give this a moment to work its way in.
Oof, that's nice. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now
you've now been injected with the maximum dosage. We can just sit and chat for a few minutes. If that last hit kicks in and makes you come to your senses, you let me know.
Let's talk about you, Jock. What got you so fired up about Carpathia?
We're not talking about me.
Why not?
Do you realize you're going to die?
Oh, it's a possibility.
And that doesn't bother you?
Well, of course it does. I'm scared.
And you're never going to see your husband? Your baby? Your loved ones again?
If I thought that was true, it would be a different story.
Oh, I get it. Pie in the sky by and by. You're all going to be floating around on clouds someday, playing your harps and wearing white robes.
I hope you're right about the pie, but I'll take a pass on the harps.
You know, we're going to televise this to the world.
So, do I get any last words tomorrow?
In your case, we might not allow that. I can just hear you trying to preach a sermon.
Jock, do you realize that the day is coming when everyone will have to acknowledge God and His Son?
Think so?
It is written, "As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God."
Well, honey, not me.
I'm sorry, Jock. Each of us shall give account of himself to God.
My God is Carpathia. That's good enough for me.
Oh, you want a little inside information?
Well, you're a little late, but I'm listening.
Carpathia ain't gonna make it.
And you know that for a fact, huh?
Sure, as we're all in here.
We? We who?
Jock, just for grins, remember the name Caleb. Okay.
The guards will be in here shortly to move you back to solitary. See you in the morning, ma'am.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun. You're still with me, right?
Always. To the end of the age.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book Armageddon by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Sound design by Glenn West. Music by Steve Wick. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.